Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Sofiane Arad, your host for this segment. Coming up, we have headlining news as well as sports from Janet Piercy and entertainment with Andre Wajaja. In the weather, this afternoon goes up to 14 degrees and is mainly sunny with a bit of clouds. Later on tonight, it'll be a clear 10 degrees. And here are our headlines for today's news. Poland's presidential couple receive a funeral. Jambroni retreats from municipal politics. Toronto curbs jaywalking. And Toronto tries to expand street lanes to accommodate bicycles. And now for our top stories. Following the plane's crash, the body of Poland's first lady was flown home. Maria Kaczyńska was returned home from Russia. President Lech Kaczyńska and his wife were among 96 people killed in Saturday's plane crash in western Russia. Kaczyńska's body arrived in a wooden casket and was met by her only child, Andrzej Kaczyński, the late president's twin brother. The funeral for the presidential couple was earlier this afternoon at 2. They were buried at the 1,000-year-old cathedral. Adam Jambroni has called it quits from municipal politics. His short run finally came to an end when TTC chair decided he would not expect to be reelected. He initially left it unclear whether or not he was returning, stating he had until early September to decide. Jambroni says he may return in 2 or 3 years. The news came from Kevin Beaulieu, Jambroni's executive assistant. Beaulieu is best known for telling the public of Jambroni's end in politics. His decision to leave became public after several affairs came to light. In order to curb the number of pedestrian deaths in the city, Toronto police recently initiated a safety blitz, handing out tickets to jaywalking pedestrians. But as Observer Radio News' Michael Gibbons reports, some experts say there are more obvious ways to ensure safety on the roads.
It's been a deadly month for pedestrians in Toronto. Many people are looking for answers. Crossing guard Jack Aldrin has stood on the same street corner for more than 20 years, and he says pedestrians share some of the blame.
With pedestrians, with women with their winter coats with their hoods up, they're only seeing in front of them. They're not looking to the side.
Aldrin says his job has become more difficult in recent years since the city removed the traffic lights that used to hang overhead at Mortimer and Carlisle.
None of the drivers want to stop until I stand right in front of them and make them stop. I'm supposed to stand here, blow my whistle, hold my sign up, and wait for them to stop. That's nonsense.
But more than streetlights, Aldred says technology has made driving and walking on Toronto streets more dangerous.
There's too many cell phones.
Michael Gibbons, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Toronto is considering expansion of the bike lane for many streets, including University Avenue. The plan includes removing two lanes between Richmond Street West to Wellesley Street West. With already four lanes, the Toronto Star says the traffic would be manageable if one lane were to be turned into a bike lane. The Star says the cyclists would ride into the center lanes parallel to cars so that the outer lanes could still be used for parking and pausing. The project is expected to start in July and end in September. And now to Janet with sports.
Thanks, Soph. In sports news, the Jays played their home opener yesterday against the Chicago White Sox. Over 46,000 fans showed up to the game at the Rogers Center. The White Sox won 8-1 in 11 innings. The loss for the Jays leaves their record at a surprising 5-2. In a video posted by the Toronto Star, the team expressed how disappointing it was to lose in front of their fans in their first home game of the season. The two teams have a four-game series, and the Sox will try to make it to two wins in a row. Ricky Romero gets the start tonight as the Blue Jays look to stay on top of the AL East. The game starts tonight at 7 o'clock. Raptors won a crucial game, beating out the Detroit Pistons 111-97. Raptors are now fighting for eighth place with Chicago. With another injury for the team, Sonny Weems sprained his ankle during last night's game. He was taken in for x-rays and no word on his condition. The Raptors will be playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against New York. And in hockey news, Maple Leafs' GM Brian Burke was introduced yesterday as the general manager of the American entry in the World Hockey Championship that takes place in Germany. According to the Toronto Star website, the championship will begin in May with Marc Messier as the general manager for the Canadian team. The NHL draft lottery begins tonight, and the playoffs begin tomorrow with the Ottawa Senators and Pittsburgh Penguins. As the OFSA Provincial Boys Basketball Championship ended in high drama on the court, it was the foundation of the tournament that received all the accolades off the court. As Observer Radio News' Andrew Robichaud reports, the effort of a solid volunteer squad was too good to be overlooked.
They were the first to arrive at the Durham College gyms every morning and the last to leave at night. A flood of high school volunteers seemed to occupy just about every space other than the basketball court for the three-day tournament. With the help of a committee of teachers from the Durham area, event convener Michael Kennelly oversaw the recruitment of responsible scorers, team ambassadors, and door personnel.
Each of the committee members, basically from about five high schools in the area, I asked each of them to bring their best team of scorers. So we ended up with about 40, I would say, altogether, high school students who were playing a role, either as minor officials or support staff.
Volunteer coordinator Tina McNee, a gym teacher at O'Neill Collegiate and Vocational School in Oshawa, said she's amazed at the job of the students, but not at all surprised by it.
We've had some kids from other schools, from Dunbarton, Jay Clark, and A. Jackson Anderson, who've helped out as well, and their teachers selected them. But they have been troopers. They've missed 3 days of school, so they're going to have some homework to catch up on. But we chose them because we knew they were responsible to catch up with school, and they're doing a great job.
The tournament looked great and was lucky to have this little bit of a lot of help. Andrew Robichaud, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Also in hockey news, a 13-year-old hockey player from Timmins, Ontario, is sentenced to community service and probation after hitting another player in the head with his stick during a game. The accused pleaded guilty to the charges of assault with a weapon. According to the Toronto Sun website, the game referee said that when the boy was leaving the ice for a penalty, he veered to the left and hit the opposite player in the back of the head. The boy was suspended from the game and the rest of the season. He was sentenced to 1 year probation with 50 hours of community service and the replacement of the cracked helmet. And that's all for your sports news. We will return after the break with Andre and your entertainment news.
I had sweats. I was nauseous. I thought it was some kind of flu bug or something I ate. I'm only 38. Play golf.
Hi, I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting a light bulb and his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for their annual spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa's asking for puppies, kittens, monkeys, and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums. Can you imagine the back of Santa's sleigh look like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start for your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meow Christmas and a happy new year from Allison's Pet Center.
In entertainment news, the 30th Genie Awards were held last night in Toronto. The film Polytechnique won big, taking home 9 awards, including Best Picture. The movie, directed by Denis Villeneuve, recreated the tragic massacre of 1989. 14 women were shot and killed at L'École Polytechnique in Montreal. Conan O'Brien is back in the headlines. The comedian has surprised everybody by signing on with TBS. Coco, as many of his fans call him, was rumored to be in talks with signing with Fox after his publicized falling out with NBC. He had also confirmed the news on his Twitter. The show is expected to premiere in November. It'll take the 11 o'clock slot, bumping George Lopez's show to midnight. After more than 20 years, the Vatican has finally forgiven the notorious "bigger than Jesus" comment made by the Beatles' John Lennon. The Vatican newspaper published articles and cartoons in its weekend edition to tribute the legendary band. The paper acknowledged the band's drug use but went on to praise their impact on pop music and their timeless work. The publications marked the 40th anniversary of the band's breakup. Scott Wilson could have the best job in the world. He travels around the world for a living. Wilson is the host of a cable TV show called Departures. For the show's season 3 premiere, the Departures team held a VIP party for his fans in Toronto. After 3 years of being on the road, Wilson says people everywhere share the same characteristics. He says the hard lines of borders and boundaries between countries and cultures disappear. His philosophy on travel has also evolved.
It's honestly like this big puzzle that you get to see this world map all the time, and then somebody chops it up into little chunks and throws it at the window, and you've got to piece it all back together. And as you start to see that puzzle come together, it gets faster and faster and easier to see the whole picture as you get closer. So with each country and each adventure, it feels like, you know, this mystery of what the world is being solved.
The popular travel show is co-hosted by Justin Lukacs and produced by cameraman Andre Dupuis. The new season of Departures airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on the Outdoor Life Network. And that concludes this segment of entertainment. Now we'll throw it back to Soph for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Andre. And that's all the time we have today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Sofiane Arad, reporting for Observer Radio News Toronto.